Welcome to Live to Grind. My name is Brennan C. Adams, serial entrepreneur, inventor, TV creator, and speaker, passionate about helping others create something great and become unforgettable. Join me each week to discuss practical ways to help you increase your income and impact as an influencer in your industry. My goal is to help you take your business and lifestyle to the next level. Now let's get started.
Welcome back to the Live to Grind podcast show. I'm Brennan C. Adams, and let's talk about how time flies. Time flies. You know, it's crazy how fast time goes and what you can accomplish in a matter of 3 to 5 to 6 years. And it's amazing to think, what you could do in 10 years. Most people don't think in the long run. The reason why I'm having this talk is because recently, here yesterday, I was sitting down with David France and his buddy Tony, who wrote the book or wrote the foreword to David's book, Show Up. And we were all talking and we all were thinking on the same level. And we were thinking to ourselves, we can only imagine where we'll be in 10 years because we were all looking back and just realizing, having that moment like, wow, that's crazy that in just a matter of 3 years, what we've accomplished. We're all going around circle at Intercontinental Boston, literally right by the water, having a drink and just talking about where we will be in the next 5 to 10 years and what we've accomplished so far. And for me, I've had in the last week alone a couple big things. One, Samantha and I sold our house. We officially sold our house in Garnerville, Iowa. We close in June, so we will officially be, I guess, considered homeless as we travel the country. So that's a big step. For my ice business, it's expanding, and I just had to actually buy a newer ice truck. So expanding the ice business, and that's crazy. And all these things are happening. I look back, in 2012, I graduated from college. That's when I first started Arctic Stick. I had built a house that year, and then it was towards the end of 2012, I started a corporate job. And then 2013, I worked all corporate, and 2014 was the year that I left corporate and went to Des Moines, Iowa. Samantha and I went there to start a company. And then 2015 was traveling, started the podcast show. And 2016 was the first year of her Young Entrepreneur Convention and then also doing Ambitious Adventures. 2017 was in Orlando, Florida, making a leap to go to Orlando. And now 2018, traveling the country for success in your city. I say this because I just want to show quickly how much has happened and the things I did to, I guess, make a leap of faith. I found out in the last 6 years that when I did things that scared me or were out of my comfort zone and make it a big change, a shift, that's where bigger things happened. So for you, you need to get out of your comfort zone. So when I had first joined corporate, I remember that it was, for me, I didn't want to do it because I thought, I don't want to do it a 9-to-5 job. I always said I'd never work corporate. But I saw an opportunity to learn and grow as an entrepreneur and take a job for 1 to 2 years that would help me better myself and get a one-up in things that I was doing. So I did it. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. And then where the next leap was is when I moved to Des Moines. I quit corporate, moved to Des Moines. And that was another going to Des Moines, going to a new city. It was an unknown. And, I did it. And then I remember when Samantha and I went to Florida, and that was like, oh shit, we're going to Florida. We're going to this, all the way down south. That was the first time I actually got a place out of the state of Iowa. It was kind of scary at first, but we did it. We did it for the TV show Ambitious Adventures. And now the biggest leap is traveling the country, and now here in a month, gonna actually have my house sold and homeless. Well, homeless sounds bad, but like not having a place to actually legit go. I guess besides our parents, but I don't really want to do that. But that is a big leap. and then also getting married towards the end of the year, which is going to be even another big leap. But these are all milestones, all things that I've done over the past 6 years, and leaps of faith and belief that I took over the years to go to the next level. And I really believe that we should always be challenging ourselves, always be pushing ourselves to do things that scare us. So for you, make sure you're constantly getting out of your comfort zone. I think it was Mark Cuban that said, before you turn 25, you should live in at least 5 cities, or maybe it's 28. And that article I saw years ago is what pushed me originally to think of the idea for traveling to cities across 12 cities in 12 months. And I said, you know what? Why not experience different things in different cities? And yes, this year has been a huge challenge so far, 5 months in almost, going to different cities. I mean, the first few months were a challenge. I remember October, we had went to, I don't know, it was like 10 cities in that month, going to different cities and preparing, speaking to groups. And now with Scottsdale in January, and then February and March was Austin, and then April was back in Iowa, part of Austin, and now, well, May, we're in Boston, Massachusetts, and then this summer we'll be in Denver. So every city we go to, we have to find a new place to live. We have to meet people. We have to do the unknown. We have to prepare for a show. It's always a challenge. It's a stretch. It's uncomfortable at times, but we're growing. And I know after this year is done, we're going to look back and be like, wow, we grew so much. We built so many connections and made so many strides in a year. That was crazy. It was the best thing we ever did, which it is. But again, it's not easy. So for you, make sure you are doing those crazy things that scare you and going out of your comfort zone. Because if not, you're going to die. Well, not literally die, but you're going to be dying in your growth. You need to be doing different things. And looking back on it all, thinking of all this, all the different things, I believe I've done the right things, but even looking into it more, my advice to my younger self and to you would be focus on building high quality relationships, investing in relationships, people that will grow with you together, cut off relationships that aren't adding value, and just continue to surround yourself with the right people and find the right mentors. Oh my God, that's the biggest one. I look at person. We'll look at Saba Ali, who's been on the podcast show before. Saba just graduated a couple days ago, and I was looking at her post, and she had tagged me in it, and it was sophomore year that she had heard me speak, and she grabbed a business card because she heard about the internship opportunity I had for a Young Entrepreneur Convention. She was too shy to even say anything to me, but she grabbed the card. Now, looking at it, she has graduated. She has done a podcast show. She did a podcast show for a while. She has been on TV. She's a best-selling author. She started her own brand and has her own business. She has a clothing line. And now she's graduated and she's ready to take on the world. What she's done in 3 years blows my mind. And where she's at now at 21 years old was way farther than I was when I was 21, graduated from college. And I'm looking back in 2012, that's what it was like for me. I was in her shoes. And now in 2018 here, she's graduated and she's ready to go. She's way ahead of the game. And she did the right thing. She found a mentor. She found me. She added value. She helped somebody. She did a lot of work for free at the beginning, which in return gave her so much wisdom. And now she has a whole life ahead of her, and she did the right things. A great example of what can be done in 3 years. And imagine 10 years. You know, if you get discouraged, do not get discouraged if you haven't seen that much progress in a couple of years, because it does take time. It takes time. And if you look at what you can do in 5 to 10 years, it'll blow your mind. But you have to put the things in place. I know in the next 5 to 10 years, the gist of where I want my life to go. And that's why I'm doing the grunt work now. It's through these relationships, through these podcast shows, through the articles put out, through the promotion, through the connections, through building the brand, through the TV show, building the relationships to eventually go calling them later for getting investment for the fund that I'm creating. It's all those things that are put in now. It's planting the seeds so you can harvest them later. Think about what your goals are in your lifetime and what you need to be doing now to get there in the future, because it doesn't happen overnight. There's a lot of things that you have to put in place to be able to get there, and think about the quickest way you can get there for the long haul. What should you be doing? And that's why 3 years ago started the podcast show. That's why I started creating the video content, putting on the events. And I just keep, and once you build a foundation, you just keep refining it and restructuring how you want things to go. And that's what I've been doing. And that's why I just, I love to share this on the podcast show. This becomes more, I think, of just me sharing what's going on in my head and what's going on in my life. You know, someday I'll look back on this. I'm sure I can probably hire somebody to go through every single podcast show that I've ever done and create some kind of, I don't call it book, but just memories of what's happened in my life. And it'll be cool now thinking of it actually as I'm speaking out loud, that my loved ones and kids and heck, when I'm dead one day, they can actually look back and listen on all these shows. There's literally, I mean, hundreds of hours, I imagine, that are on these podcast shows just from me talking to the mic and just sharing the journey. And, you know, I really highly suggest you to, if you don't like talking, I mean, creating a podcast show is, I believe, very valuable, but I suggest that you do some podcasting, do some writing, do some maybe vlogging, do some video content, share your journey. And so you can look back on it and see how far you have come. Create the content, and not just for marketing for your business, create it for yourself. Create it for yourself so you can look back on where you're at. I was looking in one of my journals from 2013, and damn, that was interesting. 2013, and then in 14 and 15, I had one of the days that I wrote where it was like the lowest moment in my life. And I look back on that, and it was just to see where I was at and to see where I'm at now and to see, well, I got out of it. I got out of that hole. So for you, sometimes when you can track your journey, you can reflect on what's happened and you can take some insight from that and use it to propel yourself forward. And that's just from my experiences and what I've done just here recently even. So anyways, Boston's been good. A really great experience here and been seeing some cool things. Going to New York City tomorrow, going to meet up with my business partner, Mike Silvestri. If you haven't listened to the episode, he's been on the show before. You can check that out. And then going to be coming back to Boston and getting ready, filming in like 16 days or something like that. 16 days. I had it right. So things are going fast, have a lot to accomplish, and I'll be connecting with you again on Thursday, and I hope you all keep up the grind. As always, reach out to me, Brandon@BrennanTAdams.com. If you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, ideas, whatever it may be, if you're pitching me ideas, let me know. Whatever it is, send me an email. That's all I got for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it, and until next time, go out there. Create something great and become unforgettable, because life is too short not to. I'm Brennan C. Adams. Have a great day, everyone.